Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Sister Wives with Mary Jane Kay. Today, I'll be giving my commentary on Sister Wives, Season 18, Episode 7, Throwing in the Towel. Frankly, this episode really, it was just a filler episode. Nothing really interesting happened. There was a lot of hypocrisy, there was a lot of deflection, a lot of contradictions, saying one thing, doing another. Like, for instance, when Robin claims she just hates being a victim, she's not a victim. Robin explains this episode that she doesn't consider herself a victim, and she actually won't even allow herself to indulge in that thought process because she doesn't like that. And she says, pick yourself up, make it happen, be strong, and deal with your problems. Yet, of course, Robin does the crocodile tears and the scrunching up her face that makes it look like she is just fighting to squeeze a shit out. And she does that routine constantly, playing the clueless victim, constantly mentioning how she was done wrong, constantly recounting how all of this affects her. What about, they took this from me, the patio with the grandkids, with my sister wife. What about Christine? Christine refuses to have a relationship with me. She says she doesn't want a relationship with me or my kids. What about, oh, the family? The family doesn't accept us. I'm sick of it. Listen, all Robin does is play the victim. We also learned this episode that Robin begs Mary incessantly, please don't leave me. Don't leave me alone with this. Don't leave me alone. Robin doesn't want to be left all alone with her best customer. Christine thinks that Cody is incapable of more in his marriage with Janelle. She doesn't think Cody can ever give Janelle what she deserves. And this episode, Mary points out that for years, Cody has gone where it's easiest for him, where it's most convenient. Now, Mary tells Robin that she has heard Cody say he is glad. And Mary lets us all know she doesn't buy that Cody is lamenting, oh, where is his family? Where his family is gone? Because if he was lamenting it, he would work more at it. Hell yeah, Mary is telling the truth. If Cody wanted the family, he would make an effort. He would be putting work into it. 100%. Listen, when Cody referred to his family, his other wives and kids, as the obstacles to his goals in life, and Mary says she has heard him say he is glad, why would Cody actually work at keeping his obstacles chained to him? Cody is glad. He doesn't want this. He isn't working at this because this is exactly the outcome he wanted, to be free from his obstacles to his goals in life. And he can say that. So, of course, he laments. And, of course, I mean, I don't doubt that he feels bad for himself, that is. Sure, he feels bad for himself. If he felt sad for his family, if the weight of this, the weight of the suffering of his family affected him, the weight of the crumbling of the fabric that held them together, Cody would have done something. In my opinion, Cody isn't sad. He's not sad for his family. I think Cody really doesn't give a fuck. And that's why Savannah didn't get a text or a call or even a gift on Christmas from her dad. While Robin's kids got dirt bikes and all day long attention from Cody, their father, while Cody's other kids did not receive that same investment. Cody forgets Gabe's birthday. He forgets Truly's age. He doesn't know when all the other girls in the family had their ears pierced, yet he took Aurora, a 20-something year old, to get her ears pierced. I'm willing to bet Cody knows every royal child's age and birthday. You know, it's amazing how Cody can invest so deeply with Robin and her kids and give absolutely nothing everywhere else while lamenting that, oh, it all fell down. It all fell down. It all fell because Humpty and Dumpty were busy playing victim, deflecting, wallowing in their misery, feeling sorry for themselves, just drinking that Dulcolax, praying today's the day they finally get the stick all the way out. It is stuck up there. They better be chugging that Dulcolax. This episode, Janelle says, how you treat Robin determines if you are a good sister wife or not to Cody. And she feels Cody sees everything from Robin's point of view, from Robin's perspective. Exactly, I say. And then Robin comes on the show and she refuses to admit she's the favorite wife or that she manipulates Cody. She's constantly crying crocodile tears about her ruined, delusional dreams, about how she was wronged. But she claims she's no victim. She's strong. She likes to solve problems, yet all she does is make them. Goblin says this whole story that she turned Cody against his wives, it's ridiculous. It's bogus, guys. Robin says the wives aren't dealing with their own issues and they need to stop talking about her. Really? Really? Well, maybe Robin should learn to stop keeping their names in her mouth. And she always speaks on things that aren't her business. She always talks about Cody's relationship with Christine or Cody's relationship with Janelle when it's not her place. And she knows she manipulated the fuck out of Cody and she kept him resentful with the us versus them narrative that no one in the family accepts her or her kids. Robin really is irrelevant. And, you know, she maybe should stop talking about the other wives, meddling when it's not her place. Robin loves to interfere. And whenever she interferes, things blow up in her face. Like when she tried to involve herself and weasel her way into the text exchange about the sibling gift exchange the siblings wanted to do for Christmas. Robin had a lot to say about Christine and about how she defined divorce, and she had a lot to say about Janelle. And so maybe Robin really needs to stop discussing other people's marriages. I really don't see Robin working on her own problems, like maybe fixing those eyebrows or taking accountability or getting help to stop her constant lying, manipulation, and meddling. Maybe Robin should work on that. Maybe Robin should worry about herself instead of talking about others. Maybe Robin should work on being able to worry about others ahead of herself as well. Because the only person Robin seems to care about is herself. Robin is a walking laundry list of problems. And instead of working on her problems that she has in her personality and with Cody, she is busy lamenting a dream that never was and never will be. She's speaking on Janelle, she's speaking on Christine, she's speaking on all of the other relationships in the family when maybe she should zip it and work on herself. The episode opens with Christine and Janelle meeting for lunch, and Janelle wants to tell Christine all that's happened between she and Cody. And Mary has asked Robin to come over to chat to tell her the news that she's going to be moving her clothing business to Parowan. Mary is nervous because she knows that Robin probably won't be very happy with it. Robin doesn't know what Mary wants to discuss. Robin is nervous. And Christine has heard through the grapevine that things between Janelle and Cody aren't great. And Janelle's kids are saying things are worse than ever. Janelle tells Christine at lunch that she had an unproductive talk with Cody. They were running in circles as usual, and Cody was running in circles like always. Robin is very nervous. She has so much heavy stuff going on, and she worries that she can't take anymore. If she feels like she can't take anymore, how does she think Cody's other children and other wives feel? I guess she's tired of managing Cody, coddling him to avoid his tantrums, giving him that best customer service. All of that can only go so far, right? Robin doesn't like playing victim, but oh, she can't take anymore. Robin has begged Mary multiple times, don't leave me, don't leave me. She doesn't want to be left alone without her emotional support friend, just being alone with Cody. Robin has begged Mary, don't leave me. So Mary worries that it's going to look to Robin like she is throwing in the towel.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Robin says that she gets there and she can already tell by Mary's way of speaking that Mary doesn't have good news. And it's been a very long time since she and Mary have chatted. Mary reveals that it has been overwhelming going back and forth to the inn, and she has her clothing business. So to make things work, she is going to move out of her huge house in Flagstaff. She's going to downsize. She's going to move to a smaller home, and she's going to move her clothing business up to Parowan. She's going to still live in Flagstaff. She's just going to downsize her home and spend more time in Utah. And Mary really doesn't think Robin likes the news. Who gives a fuck what Robin thinks? Mary needs to do what's in her best interest and worry about herself, because Robin only cares about herself, in my opinion. Robin doesn't seem to trust Mary. She wants to make sure that Flagstaff will stay Mary's home. And Mary explains that she's going to be away for longer chunks of time, but she will always return to Flagstaff when she is needed there. Mary wonders, though, what will happen with her relationship with Robin and her kids, and also with the potential of any possibility with her relationship with Cody. There is none. Robin looks back at Mary. She looks like she's majorly constipated and like she's suddenly feeling that urge to go. She's frowning, twisting her face up. And Mary explains that this move is just something that she has to figure out, and it's something she needs to do. Robin looks pissed. She never seems happy for Mary whenever Mary takes positive steps in her life. Remember when Mary was mainly focused on My Sister Wives Closet, which was Robin's dream? And Mary wanted to spend less time on Robin's dream in order to pursue her education and achieve her goals in life. And Robin really wasn't too happy for Mary. In fact, Robin was disappointed because she wanted to have more kids, and not having Mary there as devoted to My Sister Wives Closet meant Robin would have to put off having a kid right then. Ultimately, Robin is selfish. She bitched about her feelings all episode as if we care to hear it. The sympathy card from Hallmark for all of her grief and hardship is coming in the mail. Keep waiting. Robin explains that with everything happening right now, with Cody in the family especially, and with Cody and Janelle right now, she just feels very unsteady. And Cody is being different, even with her. Again, that best customer service only goes so far, and it seems Robin is having trouble managing Cody. She's the one who fed the monster and started enabling this. Now, Robin admits that she doesn't feel very steady, even in her relationship with Cody. But she says she and Mary have always had this steadiness between them through everything that has happened. Robin could always go to Mary and look her in the eyes and say, well, we're here for each other. We can stick this out. Let's not give up. Robin seems to want to string Mary along to keep her around to be her emotional support friend. It's very selfish. Where was this great sisterhood? I mean, was Robin here for Mary during the Rona? I seem to recall that Mary wasn't a threat at all. She lived alone. She followed all of Cody's crazy protocols, hoping for an invitation to Robin's house. and Robin refused to extend an invitation, even when Cody told Robin that it was okay to invite Mary, and Mary was alone for almost 2 years, adhering to what Cody wanted in complete isolation. Where was Robin then? Maybe Mary was Robin's ride or die when Robin needed something from her, like the legal marriage, like the help with my sister wife's closet, or like the encouragement Mary gave Cody during his courtship with Robin, even though it tore Mary up inside and she struggled with her own insecurity and jealousy with that. Mary was always Robin's greatest fan, her most fervent supporter outside of the best customer himself in the family. But was Robin really there for Mary? Does she really care about what's best for Mary? Or does Robin care more about what she can get out of Mary? Or what would be best for her to her advantage? Like, for example, when Mary gave the proceeds from her Vegas house to Robin to secure the Goblin's Lair along with Janelle. Or what about the divorce Robin convinced Mary to get? What about Robin wanting Mary to be strung along, knowing that she gets nothing from her relationship with Cody, just so she doesn't have to be the only one left stuck with him alone? Does Robin really reciprocate and care about Mary? Or does Robin really care about Robin? Robin wants to look to Mary for stability, for friendship, for support. But where was that extended to Mary during the Rona when she was left alone? Robin really didn't seem too eager back then when Mary really needed her to welcome Mary into her home. Next, Janelle tells Christine that she saw Nancy, the family counselor, back in Vegas. Janelle needed somebody to talk to about her issues that she had in her mind. And Janelle feels that she's growing and she really needs something different. And it's still really hard for her to reconcile. Janelle knows, though, that she doesn't want to be married anymore. Janelle is done and she doesn't know what to do with that, though. Mary explains to Robin that it's a 5-hour drive from the inn to her home in Flagstaff. It's a lot of mileage on her car and it's a lot of time driving that she could be spending working. Now, Mary explains that she is moving her online clothing business to Parowan so that she can be more efficient and she's going to find the smaller home in Flagstaff and she's going to travel back and forth. Mary assures Robin on repeat that she will come back to Flagstaff. She keeps reassuring her. And Robin wants confirmation over and over and over. She's obsessed that Mary will still live in Flagstaff. And Mary is going to live in Flagstaff, but she explains, like she did on repeat, that she's just going to be visiting Parowan more often. Robin continues. She's obsessed. She keeps wanting confirmation that Mary is in this together with her, that they both believe in the possibility of fixing this family somehow. Robin, the family as you knew it, as you perceived it in this ideal state, never was. She misjudged. She misperceived. And what functional family did exist is now gone, in a large part thanks to her. And the family will never be back to the way it was. Robin is so delusional that she grasps at straws mentally, thinking that she will fix the family, that she and Mary will remain and they're going to recreate the family, rather than accepting the reality that it's done and it's over. Robin can't cope with that, and that's the reality. So instead, she chooses to live in this dream world that Mary will hang on, even though she gets absolutely nothing from the relationship with Cody, that she will just have no self-respect and she will just hang on, and that she and Robin will recreate the family together. That's crazy. Just accept the reality for what it is. Robin says all she knows is Janelle told Cody not to come back to their house after the fight. And then she told Cody to please come get his stuff. And Robin took it upon herself to interfere. And she begged Janelle not to tell Cody to come get his stuff. But Janelle did it anyways. Of course Janelle did it anyways. If anything, if Robin put in her 2 cents, I'm sure Janelle was like, fuck her, I'm going to do what I want. And it probably even pushed her further in the direction that she wanted to go. So Robin really is her own worst enemy. And when she opens her mouth with people that don't like her and she tries to guide and do the therapist and put in her two cents, they're just going to want to do the opposite. They can't fucking stand her and she wants to sit and interfere. And it's going to be really working out to her detriment for her to continue to interfere. Robin is completely pathetic. She has zero boundaries. It's not her place to call Janelle and ask Janelle, hey, please don't ask him to come get his stuff. Please don't do that. Do you think Janelle, who actually respects herself, is going to listen to that bullshit? And from a person she isn't particularly fond of? No way. But Robin seems to be very controlling, like it's a compulsion, like it's an obsession. She just can't help herself. She knows it's probably bad for her to even try to talk to Janelle, yet she did it anyways because she thinks if somehow she had control of the situation that things would go smoother. No, they wouldn't. Robin just, she really has zero boundaries. Janelle's marriage with Cody is her private marriage with Cody. Her household, with or without Cody, is her household. It's not Robin's business. If Janelle wants Cody out, it's her call. If she wants Cody to pick up his shit, it's her call. Robin begging Janelle is not her place. It's pathetic, and it shows how desperate Robin is to manipulate and control other people and their relationships in the family.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Christine says it's one of the first times that she has ever heard Janelle say what she has with Cody isn't enough. Christine really doesn't think Cody is capable of more. Cody definitely isn't capable of more. This is Cody. This is Cody. And the old Cody Janelle remembers, glimpses of the old Cody she remembers that may have seemed maybe more stable emotionally or happier or bolder. That isn't the real Cody. This is Cody, mask off. And that mask off Cody was always just waiting beneath the surface, holding the side up, hoping never to let the side down, never to let the mask slip. But now it's happened. I don't really think Cody is different. Cody isn't different. He was always this way. I think he just got tired of putting the mask on every minute of every single second of his life. Christine asks Janelle, so you're leaving Cody, you're done? Janelle has told Cody not to come back to her house. She told him that they're separated, and she and Cody left it at that they were possibly going to see a counselor. Cody never took the initiative to find them a therapist, and Janelle also didn't try either, and it's been a month. Christine thinks that Cody just likes to string people along. And Christine is frustrated. She says he strung Mary along for years and he tried to string her along. And now he is stringing Janelle along. And Christine thinks Cody is so exhausting. Christine sees right through Cody. And that's why Cody despises her so much. He feels threatened by her. He knows none of his bullshit will work on her. It's inconvenient and he won't be able to get any supply from her. So that's it. She's a person on his shit list for the rest of his life. This is the woman who was the ultimate nurturer and caregiver in the family, who sacrificed for years for the kids, for the larger family. This is a woman who is the heart of the Brown family, the mother of 6 of his kids and a mother to basically all of his kids. And this is how Cody regards her, because she sees right through his bullshit and he knows he can't bullshit her, and he doesn't care to be around anyone who won't prop his ego and cook him ego feasts. That's how weak and fragile this man is. Christine has Cody's number. That's it. Janelle tells Christine she doesn't want to reconcile and she is struggling, and she still has so much affection for Cody, but she knows she needs something different as far as a marriage goes. And Janelle feels it's okay to grow, it's okay to change, and sometimes your partner comes along with you, and sometimes they don't. Janelle wonders, maybe with all of the Rona changes and how Cody was about her boys and everything, maybe that's why she felt ready to do something different. She really doesn't know what sparked this, but she knows she's done. Now, Janelle can't think of any reason she would want Cody to come back at this point. She doesn't know, but she's waiting on God to tell her if what she is doing is okay. And Janelle hasn't had any inspiration from above yet. Janelle wants to move on, but Janelle also still believes in her faith. And in their faith, you have to go through the church to be able to be granted a divorce. And I think she kind of wants to leave Cody. She wants to make sure she's financially okay. And she wants to find that peace with God because she actually believes in being sealed in eternity and that marriage is for eternity and all this stuff. And she knows she doesn't want Cody, but her religion doesn't permit her to get the divorce unless it's through the church. She probably knows that may not be granted. And she wants to leave Cody and she wants to make peace with her faith, I believe. With Christine had less of a struggle because she wasn't kind of grappling with her faith. She knew that's it. I'm divorced. I deserve better. She didn't have any qualms about God or anything else kind of holding her back a little bit. She knew what she wanted. She also had the house to sell, so financially she was okay. Janelle is kind of in a bind. She has the faith thing to work out, and she also has the fact that her finances are all mixed up with all these other people in the family, with the land that they still have yet to pay off. So even though she wants to leave Cody, she can't exactly leave until every T is crossed and every I is dotted. She has to make sure she can financially leave with some of what she deserves. Robin is spazzing out. She isn't sure what's going on with Janelle and Cody. She says Cody isn't talking to her about it, and Robin thinks it's because he doesn't like to hear what she has to say. Robin tells Cody things like figure it out, talk, work this out, and Cody isn't having it. Mary explains that it's easier for her to be in Parowan, and it scares her that she is going to where it's easy. And Mary admits that's what Cody has done for many years, just going to where it's easy. And she says, because of that, now look at her relationship with Cody. Mary wonders what this is going to lead to. Robin asks Mary again for the millionth time if her relocation means anything else. And Mary confirms it just means what she is telling her, nothing more, nothing less. Mary isn't 100% convinced that Robin actually believes her, that this is just about moving her business up there to make it more efficient for her. And Robin explains she's trying to stay calm. Mary breaks down. She's scared. And she says there are lots of changes and she's not big on change. It's very scary. And with all that's going on in the family and everything, this feels like yet another thing, another change. But Mary also knows Robin is the only one who cares about this. And Robin tells Mary she does care. But there is a caveat. As long as she is sure she will still be here in Flagstaff, her faithful servant. Mary reassures Robin for the billionth time that she will still have a house here. She'll still have an address in Flagstaff. She will be here in Flagstaff. She will sleep here in Flagstaff. But she's also going to be up there. And Mary says Robin is well aware of where her and Cody's relationship stands. So Robin wonders if Mary is sure she just wants Mary around. Robin is so selfish. Her main concern is always herself and what she wants. And she doesn't want to be stuck alone with Cody, even though she really already is. She wants Mary around as her emotional support friend. And I guess that trumps Mary really being happy and having less stress and having a thriving business. Mary isn't going to be at Robin's beck and call when she's up in Parowan, when Robin wants to bitch about how angry Cody is being or how mean he is to her, when she wants to have a session to assuage her guilt in the dissolution of this family, to remediate her accountability in the dissolution of this family. She will then interrogate Mary whenever she wants. So whenever she wants to ignore a ping of guilt here or a ping of guilt there, she can just call Mary right away to be there so she can ask, Tell me Christine and Cody's history. I have to know, how was their relationship before I entered the family? What was it like? What's the history? So she can find something to pinpoint other than herself. She wants to be able to interrogate Mary whenever she wishes. Tell me what was happening before. There has to be history. There has to be more there. So she can tell herself, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. That's how selfish Robin is. Robin wonders if Mary is going to put more pieces of herself in Parowan that will eventually take her there all the way. Mary tells Robin it's scary to her because of what it looks like and because she has feared that Robin will think that she is throwing in the towel. Mary knows Cody won't give a crap. Robin knows for Mary, she isn't just sitting around pining for Cody. It's about her integrity. It's about her commitments. Mary is devoted. Mary's loyal. When it comes to her commitments, Mary doesn't take it lightly. And Mary is stressed on a lot of levels about this decision. Mary doesn't want it to look like what it will be perceived as. And Robin asks Mary if she's worried about her. And Mary says she and Cody, she's worried about how they're going to perceive this. Mary is afraid Cody will think, well, see, I told you so. She is the one that's leaving, that Mary is the one throwing in the towel. And Robin doesn't know what the future holds for Mary, but she is grateful that Mary is hanging on and she wants Mary to continue holding on. But she also feels selfish with this whole experience of being here and wanting to see if something can happen between Mary and Cody. Robin says it's got to be hard and she wants to see Mary be happy. Mary admits a part of her cares so much and she really wants this to work out. But she just really feels like Cody is going to sometime realize in the future that this is something he committed to as well. And then they can work on moving forward. Mary sometimes wants Cody to work on this relationship with her. And also there's a side of her that she just doesn't care anymore. But she says deep down she does care and she knows what she really wants. Obviously, we know that if Cody told Mary tomorrow that he wanted to be married to her and work on things, Mary would not hesitate to come running. Mary remembers the guy that she fell in love with, and Mary still loves that guy. But Cody isn't that guy, and Cody doesn't love Mary. He doesn't give a fuck about her, or he wouldn't be so cruel to her over all these years. He wouldn't keep twisting the knife every chance he gets, doing all the stringing along that he used to do. Now, Mary knows the reality is that she and Cody will never be again. I think she has hope, but deep down, she knows the truth. Deep down, she has to know Cody's never going to suddenly decide he wants her or to work on her marriage. And Mary deserves more than to be second choice. She deserves a hell of a lot more than Cody. Cody will never want to fix things. And deep down, Mary may wish that Cody would want her at some point. She should love herself enough to want more than a man who she's waiting to maybe want to work on things with her, who doesn't even want to work on things. I'm sure she wishes Cody wanted her the way that she wants him, despite how cruel he is to her, despite how cruel he's been over the years, despite how badly he has treated her. She still vacillates between grappling with the reality that they will never be, despite still loving him, and hoping that he will miraculously change tack. Mary knows her spending more time in Parowan will make it so Cody can say, she left me. Because we know Cody wants to be able to say he never quit. He never quit his marriages. He never left his wives. They left him. Mary knows she never gave up on their marriage. Cody did. And I don't think she's going to allow him to say, she left me, in the case of their marriage, in my opinion. Now, Cody explains that he and Janelle met for lunch 6 weeks after their big blow up, and he felt contrite. He felt bad that they fought, but he hadn't talked to her at all in those 6 weeks after the fight. But Cody wants to work this out and get back together, and Janelle wants more time. She enjoys herself without him. Janelle tells Christine that their faith speaks against divorce. And Christine asks her, well, what does God tell you? Janelle feels fine with her decision. She says it's okay to grow. It's okay to change. Sometimes your partner comes along. Sometimes they don't. Janelle still believes in her faith. And Janelle says that they believe in their faith that marriages are a covenant. And those covenants go beyond death. It's for eternity. So Janelle says there has been no outright abuse. There has been no neglect. There has been nothing she can point her finger to say, I want a divorce, but she doesn't want to be married anymore. And Cody says he called Janelle regularly asking, don't you want to work this out? And Janelle told Cody she doesn't think they can reconcile and she isn't interested in a relationship with Robin or Mary. So Cody wonders, how does this work for him? Cody doesn't seem to understand. His marriage with Janelle isn't working because of him and his behavior as a plural father and husband in her household. It's nothing to do with Janelle and her sister wives and their relationships or her relationship with Mary or Robin at all. Cody might make it about that. Cody will do anything to deflect from his own accountability. Cody always makes the issues about the sister wives and their relationships or the Rona, or he says plural marriage is difficult and that's the problem. It's never, ever, ever about him. He will do anything to deflect from the truth of the matter or taking accountability. Cody is trying to make it seem like Janelle isn't a wife who really wants to live plural marriage, like it's on Janelle. Janelle, in my opinion, never had a problem with the lifestyle. And she actually may have been the wife most suited to polygamy. And she is the only wife who was super gung-ho about living in the one house when Cody brought that up. So for Cody to now make the issue in his marriage with Janelle about plural marriage or Janelle wanting plural monogamy, which is the bullshit he came up with, or Janelle not wanting relationships with her sister wives, or Janelle taking issue over the Rona, all of that is deflection, bullshit, and excuses on Cody's part. Janelle feels she deserves more and she wants to be Cody's equal and she wants her voice heard. She wants respect. She wants to be loved as she is. She wants to feel as if she matters to Cody. She wants to feel as if her kids matter to Cody and as if her kids receive the same amount of attention and care and communication and investment as all of Robin's kids do. Cody is incapable of more. Cody behaved in emotionally abusive, toxic ways. In my opinion, Cody didn't hold up his end of the deal that he made with Janelle when he married her. And he agreed to this plural family. Cody stopped doing things fairly and equally across the board as a plural husband for all of his wives and all of their kids. Cody made it clear that Janelle had to choose her loyalties, her marriage and him or her kids. And she also had to change herself to become more subservient, to be more obedient to Cody, to be more loyal like Robin, for him to be willing to invest in their marriage. The problem isn't plural marriage or the Rona or the relationships with the sister wives. The problem is Cody. It's Cody's personality issues. It's his toxic behavior. Cody can point his finger everywhere but at himself. And that's why a woman like Janelle, a practical woman, an intelligent woman who works with facts, who works with logic, who operates in reality, can't stay married to a man like that. Last episode, Janelle said when Cody all of a sudden doesn't want to be a father to her kids because they disagree with him, that changes the cost-benefit equation for her in this marriage. Now, a major reason Janelle picked Cody was because she wanted a strong, invested father for her kids. And in becoming sister wives, she wrote, I knew when I got married and had children of my own that I would look for a man who would be intimately engaged in every aspect of our children's lives. I'd seen the way Cody interacted with children. There were always kids around the ranch, and Mary's parents' house was filled with them. I'd seen how loving Cody was, how much fun he could be. He even made time for kids not in his own family. He was energetic and caring and always willing to get down on all fours for any games the kids dreamed up. Cody seemed like exactly the father I had in mind for my kids. I wanted a strong husband who would always be a wonderful father to my children. In my opinion, when Cody was shouting at Janelle to pick her marriage and him or her kids, that's a deal breaker for Janelle. And the point where she really had trouble really respecting Cody. The point where she really had trouble respecting Cody and wanting to be in this marriage was really when she saw Cody neglect all the other kids in the family, including her own kids, to invest so much in Robin and her kids, even to the detriment of everyone else, all of the other kids in the family. Then Cody gave her the ultimatum of it's me or them, and that was just the icing on the cake, and I think Janelle was done. Robin asks Mary, well, what about all this stuff with her kids? And Mary tells Robin that she needs to let her know way ahead of time. Mary warns Robin that she'll have to communicate with her. She'll have to call her. She'll have to text her once in a while to tell her when she needs to be there. Because Mary reveals that the last 2 years during this pandemic, she was on her own. And Robin really hasn't reached out a lot to her. Of course, Robin only reaches out to Mary when there's something in it for her, in my opinion. Mary says that if Robin wants her there for something, that she'll have to let her know that there is something in particular for her to come home for. And Robin says she goes inside herself with everything that has gone on with the family. Robin says the stuff going on with the family, it's consuming her. Maybe that's karma. Maybe her guilt, her conscience is catching up with her as she realizes now she is stuck all alone with her best customer, shackled for life, or at least until Saul and Ari turn 18. Robin knows her best customer service can only go so far. And Robin is so worried about Cody and Janelle, and she says she doesn't know how to let it go. All of this consumes her. Cody says it seems like Janelle has this admission in her soul that this just doesn't work. He says for Janelle, the kids are almost raised and Janelle feels like she's done. But Cody doesn't see it that way. He doesn't know at this point what he has to offer Janelle. Cody says he and Mary are getting along and Mary wants to reconcile, and Cody is just glad that they are at least getting along. He feels reconciling the marriage with Mary just doesn't work for him. I wonder if Cody has told Mary that to her face, off camera, privately. He seems like too big of a coward. He'll spout his mouth off in those confessional scenes, but I doubt he's told Mary to her face. He's made it clear. Don't get me wrong. No woman who respects herself would take all of that disrespect that he spews her way. But has he actually sat her down and told her, listen, there's no hope, I will never get back with you? Has he done that to her face in private, just respecting her as his former wife and the mother of his kid? Somehow, I don't think so. I think he's too big a coward. Janelle tells Christine that she knew in the last month or so that it was final, that she wanted to leave Cody. And so Janelle is there. She's separated for sure, but it's really hard for her to say that it's final. Christine tells Janelle that it's great and she doesn't think Janelle is done yet, though. She really doesn't think Janelle is done. She says Janelle still has affection for Cody. She's just very separated from Cody. Janelle thinks that Christine has felt like she was getting the raw end of the deal for a very long time. And she says Christine took action. She left. And now she feels like Janelle also deserves something better. Christine asks Janelle if Cody changed, if she would ever, if he did change, be up to having a full marriage with Cody again. Janelle says, yeah, but it's unrealistic. She says, this is how Cody has always been. And Christine thinks that Cody is vastly different than he used to be. Christine says, Cody is not the same person anymore, and she couldn't love who Cody is right now. Janelle says, Cody used to be more. And Christine fills the word in. She says, he used to be more courageous. Christine doesn't know who Cody is anymore. And Janelle thinks it's strange. And she says, maybe Cody's courageousness has changed because it just doesn't work for her anymore. Christine says she just isn't attracted to anyone like that. And Janelle says, Cody used to be so dynamic. He used to be so bold. Christine remembers that everybody always wanted to be around Cody. He was always down to have a good time. And he didn't ever let other people control him. He was always his own person back in the day. I'm telling you, I think Robin has Cody's balls in a sling. She is the neck who turns the head, making Cody think he's the one in charge. And when Christine says Cody didn't let other people control him, Cody was his own person, Christine, in my opinion, is referring to Cody allowing Robin to control him. Even Janelle said Cody sees everything from Robin's perspective. Robin has Cody by the balls. All that loyalty in Robin he praises, all that obedience, is just Robin blowing smoke up his ass, using her best customer service to manage Cody. I think Robin lets Cody believe that he's the one in charge when he really isn't. He's totally the neck that turns the head, making Cody think he's the one who's in charge. All of this obedience, all of this enabling of Cody, making him think that he's the one in charge, blowing smoke up his ass to make him feel like the hero. It's all a facade. In the end, ultimately, Cody does things the way Robin wants. And then she makes him think, well, it was always his idea. Nell and Christine remember a guy who was bold, who was dynamic, who was courageous, who was happy. Now, personally, I think Cody has a lot of narcissistic traits. And I think he was always this guy we see now, but he just had an easier life. He had a happier life. It was easier. So he had an easier time keeping the mask on. Now, Cody is very unhappy. He's angry. He's stressed. He's what they would consider different, but he was always this guy. But when his life was easier, when he was catered to by everyone, it was easier for him to be the happy-go-lucky guy and keep that mask on. Cody is the same Cody he always was. He is just making zero effort now to hide himself mask off. I think he's decided, fuck it, I'll just be the devil. Everyone thinks I am, just like he said. The man he is this Cody, and this is Cody, in my opinion, being his true self. Now, Janelle says Cody wants a wife who is partnering with him, who isn't independent, and Janelle thinks she will never, ever be that. She'll never be that type of wife. And she says Cody is advocating patriarchy, and Janelle says she isn't that person. She's not down for that. Now, Mary says this is not the happy-go-lucky, everything is positive and well in the world Cody Brown that she used to know. And Robin tells Mary he has been a very, very, very angry guy. And Mary doesn't know how Robin does it because Cody isn't the guy Robin married. Cody isn't the guy she married. Robin says Cody hasn't been that man. In confessional, Cody reveals that he doesn't think he's the only one who changed. He thinks Christine changed. Christine decided, this isn't the life I want, I'm out. And Janelle is saying, this doesn't work for us. And Cody says, they have all changed. It's not just him. Listen, people grow and change throughout life. Their needs and wants change. What they want out of life changes. Sometimes the partner goes along with them, sometimes not. However, all of these women signed up for plural marriage, for a husband who, regardless of the circumstances and situations, would do his best to do things fairly and equally across all households, to be present in all four households. Cody is the one who stopped doing that. They all agreed to prioritize the larger family. Cody is the one who stopped prioritizing the larger family to prioritize his convenience and Robin and her kids. He is the one who failed to uphold his end of the agreement. He is the one who changed first. Till the end, all of the wives really tried to prioritize the larger family. Cody is the one who broke the agreement first. Cody is the one who changed. Cody is the one who stopped doing things fairly and equally. Yes, they all changed, but Cody fundamentally changed the most himself, and he tried to change the terms for all of the marriages as well. Cody can't pin this on, oh, they all changed. He changed. Mary is very sad. She's very sad for Cody, and Robin is sad for Cody too. And Robin says it's really sad seeing Cody go downhill. And she asks why Cody is so angry. And Mary tells Robin she has heard Cody say that he is glad. And Mary says she really doesn't buy that Cody is lamenting, where has his family gone? Oh, where is my family gone? Because Mary says if Cody was, he would work more at it. 100%. Mary's right on this. Now, Robin, of course, makes excuses for Cody. She says when Cody really gets honest with himself, this has messed him up. Robin cannot sit there and blame this on Christine or Janelle leaving him. That's bullshit. Cody messed everyone around him up and all of his relationships up with his behavior, with his unequal time, with his unequal effort in all four households, with his demands for patriarchy, with his picking a favorite wife, with his protocols for the Rona, and on and on and on. Cody isn't a victim who is all really messed up by his wives who just all of a sudden changed and left him out of the blue. That's not what this is. Cody is no victim, and Robin is just bullshitting and bullshitting some more. I thought she just said she didn't like victim mentalities and buying into that. But here she is being a hypocrite saying, oh, Cody's really messed up because, oh, Christine left. Fuck off. Oh, he's really messed up. It's really messed him up. Mary, in my opinion, she knows it's bullshit and she knows Cody makes no effort at all. And if he cared, he would make an effort. And Mary knows that. Mary asks Robin, so why doesn't he want to do anything about it? And Robin asks her, oh, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? Of course, she has to play dumb when it's an important question where Cody would actually have to make an effort and take accountability. And she doesn't have a bullshit excuse for it. I'm confused. Oh, what did you mean? What do you mean? Robin asks Mary, what is Cody supposed to do? What is he supposed to be better about? Mary asks, what about her? What about her relationship with Cody? Robin responds that that's the billion-dollar question. And she says she can ask those questions. She can ask, why don't you figure this out? Why can't you work this out? But she says Cody is going to do what Cody is going to do. Really? Is that so? I seem to recall last season or a season before that ago, Cody saying, well, Robin is good at relationships, so I always go to her for advice. She helps me with everything. So really, Cody's going to do what he's going to do? Or Robin advises Cody and Cody does the horrible advice that Robin advises him. I love how she plays dumb, like, oh, I'm just helpless. Oh. Get out of here with that bullshit. Robin tells Mary, even with Janelle, she wonders why Cody isn't reaching out there. Maybe because Cody doesn't want to? Listen, Cody wanted to rid himself of the obstacles to his goals in life, and he made that very clear. And now he's done it, and he wanted the women leaving him so he can be the victim who, oh, didn't want this, who's grieving. Cody isn't trying. He isn't doing anything because he doesn't want this. He doesn't want to. It's that simple. Cody is a man who, when he wants something, he will stop at nothing to accomplish it. If he wanted his family, nothing would stop him, in my opinion. Cody isn't trying. Cody isn't doing anything because he wants this the way it is. He wants this. He doesn't want to make an effort. He just wants to be able to complain about it and use this as an excuse for his grief and his anger and his bad behavior. And he wants to be a victim. He wants to use this to have self-pity and spin a victim narrative. Cody will talk a lot of bullshit. But we won't see Cody taking any action, being inconvenienced, making any efforts. We won't see him try. He doesn't want it, or he would try. Cody just wants to complain about it and use this as an excuse. So remember, a month ago, Cody suggested counseling with Janelle, but he hasn't tried to call one counselor. It's been a month. He said he wants a conversation with the boys. It's been maybe damn near a year now, and he has made zero effort to communicate with his boys. He doesn't want this. It's all words, and woe is me. But there is no effort and no trying, no action. And the answer is simple. Cody doesn't try because he doesn't want to try, because Cody wants this. He wanted to be free from his obstacles to his goals in life, and he is free. And guess what? He is more miserable and sad than he ever was before. And Robin seems miserable too. Robin doesn't get why Janelle isn't reaching out to Cody, and she doesn't understand why people aren't trying. Janelle knows that Cody can't give her what she deserves, so there's no point in trying. I think Janelle would try if she felt it was worth it to try, if she felt Cody wanted this, but I think she knows there is nothing to try for and she has given this all she can. I think Robin needs to focus on her relationship with Cody, and she needs to quit putting her two cents in Cody's relationships with his other wives. Robin seems to want to control everything and everyone, and it's not for their best interests. In my opinion, it's for her. She's a nut, and she has this ideal vision in her mind, and she thinks if she can just control everything and manipulate the fuck out of everything and everyone, she can then calculate to make what she pictures in her mind, her ideal vision, a reality. Robin is delusional. She's selfish. She lives in her own reality with no concept of how any of the other kids or any of the other wives really feel. And Robin isn't self-aware. She refuses to take 1 ounce of accountability. She refuses to acknowledge she was the favorite wife, and she continues to make excuses for Cody. She's a big part of the problem, and she refuses to acknowledge that. Kotex explains how Janelle keeps telling him she doesn't enjoy their time together and she doesn't want a divorce, but she also doesn't want him around. And Cody says he wants the marriage to thrive for the sake of, and he stops for a second, he doesn't know what to say, and then he says for the sake of the children and for he and Janelle's honor, because he says divorce is embarrassing. Cody doesn't know why we still live in a culture where divorce is shameful, but he doesn't want to break up. Cody does want to break up. He wants to be free of the obstacles to his goals in life. No one wants to be chained to their obstacles forever, do they? If Cody wants to string Janelle along, it's only for financial reasons, because her name is entangled with the land. And Cody knows he has to pay that land off, and he needs Janelle. Now, Cody will die saying he didn't want this when he did everything he could to make it so. Cody wanted his wives to leave him. He wanted to be free. So now he doesn't get to play the victim saying, oh, I don't want this. He didn't want this. Oh, divorce is embarrassing. Listen, divorce isn't embarrassing. It's not shameful. Now, maybe for Cody it is, but it shouldn't be for his wives. When a man requests you have to change who you are for him to invest in you, when he demands he wants a patriarchy, when he neglects his kids, and he refuses to see them or communicate with them as a punishment because he is angry at the mother, when he refuses to treat his wives like his equal partners, respecting them and listening to their voices, and he favors one wife and her kids to the detriment of everyone else in the family, when Cody stopped holding up his end of the deal, doing things fairly and equally as a plural husband and father, Cody broke his agreement completely. The wives understand they will never get what they deserve from Cody. And on top of that, he's asked Janelle, pick me and our marriage or pick our kids. No man who respects himself, who loves his family, would ever ask that. Cody isn't capable of giving his wives what they deserve. And he demands, you want me to invest here in this marriage? You want me to act as a husband and father? Then I am imposing conditions on you, my wives. I'm imposing conditions on my kids. And number one is, you have to kiss the favorite wife's ass. That's the time every wife should leave his ass, if not sooner. And it's not embarrassing to leave. It's embarrassing for the women who respect themselves so little, who would stay in a marriage like that, an unfulfilling, hopeless marriage to an ogre who spends more time on his hair that's escaping him. This man's own hair wants to escape him. He spends more time on that hair than he does his kids. staying with a man like that, that's what's shameful. That's what's embarrassing. Divorce isn't shameful. It's freedom. They should take it. Now, Cody may feel embarrassed, and he should feel embarrassed for being emotionally abusive, for being manipulative, for being toxic, for being disloyal, for not holding up his end of the agreement. Cody should feel ashamed for ever even thinking of his family as the obstacles to his goals in life. His wives should feel not one shred of shame. They should feel relief. They should feel freedom. Now, Christine tells Janelle that Cody was very mad at her for not being a good sister wife. And Janelle tells Christine, well, that was only towards one person. And Christine explains, it's not that she isn't close with Robin or that it was intentional. She isn't intentionally not close with Robin, although they aren't close. And Janelle says, that's the hardest thing to overcome, that somehow Robin has been a victim. And Janelle doesn't know if that's something they can ever overcome. Listen, Robin is a total victim. She loves playing victim. She bitches and whinges. She whines about her feelings, about what was stolen from her, how she wasn't accepted by the rest of the family. There is all of this bullshit and piss for everyone to choke on. Everyone can smell the shit from miles away. She wallows in her self-pity every fucking episode. And here Robin explains, though, that she doesn't consider herself a victim, and she actually won't allow herself to indulge in that thought process because she doesn't like that. The only person she might be fooling with those words is herself, because she's not fooling the viewers. Robin says, pick yourself up, make it happen, be strong, deal with your problems. Wow, that's rich coming from her. Robin is the weakest one out of them all. She's the most disingenuous, the most fragile, the most manipulative, and she plays victim every episode. Crocodile tears. Cry, lie. And now she wants to lie to the world yet again to tell us she doesn't consider herself a victim. She won't even indulge in the thought, in fact. Nobody likes a person who thinks they're smarter than everyone, who underestimates everyone else's intelligence around them. And that's what Robin is doing to viewers with that bullshit statement. How many times have we seen Robin play victim? Let me know. The family doesn't accept us. Oh, they're mean girls. They won't let me in. Christine doesn't want to have a relationship with me. Christine doesn't want a relationship with my kids. Christine took my dream. I'll never have the grandkids on the patio with my sister wives. I'm sick of them not accepting me. I'm tired of it. Robin plays victim all day long. That's all she knows. Robin lies to viewers. She lies to herself if she doesn't think she indulges in the thought process of being a victim. Robin isn't strong and she doesn't deal with shit. She instead tries to manipulate things to make them what she envisions in her warped delusional mind. And when that doesn't work, she cries and she wallows in her shit. Pity me, pity me. Doesn't deal with her problems. She doesn't take one shred of accountability. Last episode, she was saying that there were times Cody wasn't at her place enough in Vegas, and she refuses to admit that she holds some accountability in the dysfunction of the family. She refuses to admit that she is the favorite wife, the favored wife. Robin did nothing for the family. She did everything to tear it apart by enabling Kotex. You know, Robin could have looked out for the best interests of her sister wives and of the larger family, but she didn't give a fuck as long as she and her kids got what they needed from Cody. Robin knew all they had to do was make it look like they were obeying and treat him like the hero to give Cody his perfect supply. She managed Cody. She manipulated the fuck out of Cody. And Cody is too stupid to even realize it. Cody's a blind man. He had three very loyal wives. Christine was very loyal. Janelle was very loyal. Mary was very loyal. They would have done anything to help Cody. They're not going to bend the knee and pretend to be obedient and feed him lip service and feed him ego feasts and bullshit. They're going to be honest with him because they actually cared about him, because they actually had his back. They wanted what was best for him. They didn't want to manage him. He had three loyal women, and instead, the one that's manipulating the fuck out of him, the one that shows disingenuous loyalty, he holds up and says, be more like her, when she's the least loyal of the bunch. And now he's stuck with that one. He's stuck with the lemon when he had three beautiful diamonds that he lost who were actually loyal to him. Cody doesn't want real loyalty. He wants to live in a false reality. Robin was really strong, like she says she is. She would be honest and take accountability instead of lying and playing victim all the time, making excuses for her husband. Now, Janelle explains to Christine that they were in the mud together with the kids. They raised the kids together. They were the same age. They went through everything together in life. And Robin wanted separate childcare, so they weren't able to get that close to her. And that's okay that she wanted that, but it didn't give the sister wives the opportunity to bond with her. Christine says, yeah, she could have been a better sister wife, but she thinks she did a lot that was great as a sister wife as well. To Christine, being a sister wife means someone that is there to help you with your kids. And when Robin decided to get a nanny, it was a line in the sand. Janelle explains that Cody gauged everything by the way Robin perceived the relationships, or Cody perceived how they were, how his wives were with Robin. And how you treat Robin determines if you are a good sister wife or not. Basically, remember back during the honeymoon episode when we caught the exchange between Robin and Cody, where Robin was telling Cody he needed to put his big boy pants on, and Cody said, well, we decided we will give them, his wives, some of what they want. Cody basically was saying that he and Robin decided together that he will give the wives more of what they want so he can string them along. And Robin was really directing him. And Cody saw all of his marriages through Robin's eyes, through her perceptions. And he involved Robin. He allowed her to enter each private marriage. And he told her all the secrets and she advised him. Everything from her point of view, of course. And Cody decided if he thought his wives were good or bad, how much he was willing to invest with them based on how they were with Robin. So when Cody accuses a wife of being a bad sister wife, he doesn't mean in general, he means specifically to Robin, that they weren't kissing Robin's ass enough, that they weren't giving her enough deference. Cody's marriages, in my opinion, became about managing them according to Robin's point of view and Robin's advice. She was the neck that turned the head, and he allowed her to control him even down to the way he acted and handled his private marriages. And that's on Cody for allowing this woman to come in and blow up his family to secure herself and her kids. His family to Robin, in my opinion, are just the collateral damage. So I hope that Cody is happy, truly happy, free from the obstacles to his goals in life. This is what he wanted. Next, Cody says the realization is happening now that friendship in a marriage is not enough to carry the marriage. He says you have to have more than friendship. Really? You think so? Four wives in and Cody is just now understanding that friendship isn't enough for a marriage to sustain itself. Cody really isn't very smart. I mean, it's no wonder that huge real estate book intimidated Cody to the point where he refused to even try to study or take the test. Cody just isn't that with it. Friendship is important, and sometimes romantic relationships do start off that way. But a marriage is so much more than just a friendship. It's very complicated, even in a monogamous marriage. There's sex, there's intimacy and affection and communication and loyalty and trust and really hearing a person's voice, being able to listen, seeing them, loving them, accepting them as they are without hoping, oh, at some point they're going to change, and without changing the terms of the agreement of the marriage. You can't have wives you were once romantic with a wife you made 6 kids with, and then decide, oh, you don't want them, you aren't attracted to them, and they have to accept a loveless marriage and more of a friendship. No woman who respects herself would ever accept that. Cody knows that friendship isn't enough, and I think he thought he could manipulate his wives into accepting that and hanging on while he lives monogamously with Robin. And Cody is finding his wives won't accept it, and they wanted more, and they wanted what they signed up for, what Cody promised them that he is unable to deliver. Now, is Cody dumb or is Cody lazy? Because we remember Christine was the third wife. He married her for the third time. He was married twice before, and he had to do a honeymoon with each of his marriages. He did a honeymoon with his first two wives he married. But with Christine, however, he forgot. He planned nothing for a honeymoon. And then he blamed his wives for not reminding him. So is Cody special or is Cody lazy, feigning a lack of intelligence to avoid doing what he knows he should, to be able to continue doing what is convenient so he won't be inconvenienced? Now, Janelle says Robin also plays dumb. Robin plays this really weird card where she forgets or she doesn't know why. And Janelle says that's her typical MO. Yeah, Robin plays dumb intentionally as a tactic to deflect and to find reasons other than herself or her husband to pin all of the dysfunction on. Robin did this last week with Mary. When she kept demanding of Mary, there must have been something. There must have been something before me with Christine and Cody. She wanted to know all their history and if their marriage was troubled before she came in the picture, because she wants to pin this on that instead of on her being the favorite. She hounded Mary. Well, what were the issues between Christine and Cody before she entered the family? She wanted to know what the issues were, that they were there. She wants to know if she was deceived. So she did this last week, playing dumb intentionally as a tactic, and she will always do this. Robin did this with Janelle's boys as well. When the issues first came up during the Rona and they were discussing what the rules were, Robin played completely dumb as to the situation with Janelle's boys when they did the meeting. She always plays dumb because it's the easiest way for her to finagle her way out of taking any accountability. Janelle explains that as Cody's wife, she can't bring up anything to Cody about Robin because, according to Cody, Robin is perfect. She is supportive. She's the only one who has been loyal. Cody shuts it down, and then there is no communication if any of his wives, like Janelle, would mention Robin. Now, Janelle says Cody likes to always say, Robin has done nothing wrong. She's the sweetest person that's ever come into the family. She has given everything to the family. So anything that Janelle has to say to Robin that's cross, Cody says it's abusive. And Janelle says, sorry, that's not the real world. Cody says that his struggles with Janelle have been specific to his pain and how he feels with her. Cody never really talked about Janelle and Robin's relationship to anybody else, like Christine or Janelle. He never would go to other sister wives about another sister wife. Now, that's not exactly true. Remember when Robin asked Janelle if they could get closer and Janelle told her she had to think about it? Now, when it didn't happen, naturally, Robin blabbed to Cody about all the bad experiences she had with Christine. And Cody told all of that to Janelle, and he even told Janelle the negative things Christine said about her over the years in an effort to turn Janelle away from Christine so that Robin would have a way to get closer to Janelle. So Cody is lying, and Robin manipulates herself, or she uses Cody to manipulate to try and force her crazy idealized dream world to become her reality. Robin is never going to fit the way that Christine and Janelle and even Mary do. They raised all of the kids together themselves. They went through everything together for decades. Robin came along later, so she will never have that same closeness or bond. Even Janelle and Mary and Christine have shared experiences throughout their family's history that Robin didn't share with them. So she will never have that closeness. And manipulating her way into it will never happen. And that's exactly why people don't like Robin. Everything is about her, how she was wronged, how she was deceived. Everything is from her perspective. And when she can't naturally find ways to achieve what she pictures in her mind, her idealized dream world, she will try to manipulate the fuck out of everything to make it so. And people see that. They sense her desperation. They see her bullshit. And they instinctively, intuitively know they want nothing to do with her. Cody is totally drinking the Kool-Aid. And his other wives were not allowed to have a voice. They weren't allowed to have an opinion when it came to the favorite wife. These women are not allowed. They can't go to their husband and speak freely about Robin. It's like a dictatorship. Anything against the established party line, anything dissenting will be ignored. It won't be heard. It won't be tolerated. Imagine really wanting to talk to your husband, knowing he refuses to hear it, that your voice won't be heard. It will fall on deaf ears, unless you are saying the words he wants to hear. Control on that level where you can't even speak your thoughts to your own husband, that's a big problem. That's toxic. And these women will never want anything to ever do with Robin. And it's no wonder they want out. If Cody is embarrassed by them leaving and the divorces, then that's a great added bonus in my opinion. I hope he's embarrassed as fuck. He really should be. Cody's embarrassed for himself, for his reputation. But he isn't embarrassed that he forgot Gabe's birthday or that he hurt him or that he refused to attend his daughter's surgery. He isn't embarrassed that he couldn't even text Savannah or get her a gift on Christmas. This guy is only embarrassed for himself. He pities himself. He feels sorry for himself. He never seems to have any feelings about the hurt he causes other kids or ex-wives. He and Robin both only are capable of seeing themselves and their feelings. They can never put themselves in anyone else's shoes. Robin says she didn't have big issues with her sister wives. She wanted relationships with them, and that was a hard thing for her. But that's it. She really didn't have a lot to process through about her sister wives with Cody. Robin says the whole story that she turned Cody against them, against her sister wives, she says it's ridiculous and bogus. Robin says her sister wives aren't dealing with their own issues and they need to stop talking about her. Really? When the fuck is Robin gonna know her place and stop speaking on them and their marriages and things that are not her business? I would love to know. What's ridiculous and bogus, in my opinion, is that Robin can't even admit the truth, that she was the favorite wife, that Cody spent more time, money, energy, and investment with her and her kids to the detriment of all the other relationships in the family. She's bogus. She won't even admit the truth to herself. She lies to viewers. She lies to herself. She's ridiculous. She's bogus. Like, for example, when she called Isabel stupid for wanting to do in-person class, or when she called Christine a liar in her own home, attempting to invalidate Christine's experience of being married to Cody at every turn. She focuses on everyone else's marriages and what they should be doing, but she never focuses on herself and her faults. And maybe she should look at herself. Robin, bogus Robin, plays victim some more, something she hates, right? She tells Mary, what Christine has done has totally messed Cody up. Oh, Cody's messed up because of Christine. And she says he doesn't want to admit it, but it's the truth. Robin tells Mary that Christine totally destroyed Cody's past. Like what he thought was a functional situation, Christine told him was horrible. That every single minute of every day for years was horrible. And Robin says Christine had stories upon stories of all she went through. And not just about Cody, about Mary and Janelle as much as Cody. It's Cody's fault if he likes to look back and rewrite history or look back through rose-colored glasses. Cody has a very skewed sense of perception. He has a very skewed hold of reality. So Cody remembered things one way, and he probably wasn't very plugged in. So he probably didn't really notice the reality of things. And to him, he thought, this is convenient, this is good. So Christine enlightened him, and it made Cody bitter. And it's on Cody to be able to perceive reality as it is. That's his fault for refusing to be inconvenienced by it. If Cody can ignore something, he does. And he did. And that's on Cody. It's not on Christine, and it's not Christine's fault. And if Robin thinks that she is making Christine look bad by telling Mary and the world that Christine had horror stories about the past, not just about Cody, but about her sister wives too, that's normal and that's expected. And the way Robin is telling Mary this is like a fucking tattletale in elementary school. It's really pathetic and it's really immature, and it just makes Robin look like the snake she is. It's normal and expected to have negative things to say about everyone in the family, especially a plural family with four adults, five adults. There will always be some snags along the way in the relationships. So what? That doesn't make Christine the devil, and it just shows how immature Robin is by bringing this up as if it's a point against Christine. I think she thinks she is vilifying Christine and making Cody look better, but in the end, it just shows Robin's poor character and how dumb she is. She looks bogus as fuck and petty as fuck. Now, Christine says she isn't going to be responsible for Cody losing his religion. She says that's ridiculous. Christine says to put her as the scapegoat for Cody for losing his faith, she never had that much power over Cody. No, but someone else does. Guess who? Mary has a lot to say in confessional about Robin's ridiculous, immature little tattletale session on the elementary school recess yard. Mary doesn't believe that Christine said that every bit of their lives was hell. Mary believes Christine had frustrations and Cody interpreted it as something else, and then he relayed that to Robin as such, and that isn't fair. And Robin says she wasn't there, so she is explaining what Cody told her, that all of the years, all of it was hell. Mary isn't buying it. Mary isn't surprised that Christine has complaints about her or Janelle or Cody or Robin. Mary gets it. She has complaints herself about every single one of them. And Mary says, this is what happens in a family unless you're 100% perfect. And she doesn't know anybody who is. Janelle thinks being a sister wife is tough. And she says, you're mean to each other sometimes. And there are also really good times. Cody says, these ladies have no idea of the struggles he and Christine have gone through. And Cody doesn't think Christine was a good fit in polygamy. One could say that about him, couldn't they? Christine grew up in polygamy. She was polygamy royalty. Her family, her grandfather, was like the leader of their church. Christine's problem isn't that she couldn't live polygamy. She tried to do it for years. And I think if she had a different husband who was more suited to polygamy, maybe things would have been a little bit easier for her, a little less hopeless, perhaps. Cody wants to blame that Christine isn't well-suited to polygamy. Janelle isn't well-suited to polygamy. Did he ever, by chance, think that maybe he isn't really well-suited to polygamy? What did the UNLV professor say who studies polygamy for a living? He said he surveyed thousands and thousands of men and women in polygamy, and they all agreed the most important contributing factor to a functional plural family is the husband, the type of personality he has, the type of man he is. And I think we can all agree with Cody's personality issues and his problematic traits and his toxicity and some of the narcissistic, selfish traits he has, that there is no way a man like that is cut out for polygamy. Christine asks Janelle if she was a good sister wife, and Janelle says she was, and she says they're going to have more fun now that they get to be sister wives without Cody, without all of the crazy stuff. And Christine confirms with Janelle that they're always going to be sister wives. Janelle says whoever they remarry in the future, they will just have to accept it. They are a package deal. And Janelle says things will change, but she thinks that the relationships that she has with Christine, with the kids, they don't go away just because Christine and Cody are no longer married. or just because she is no longer with Cody. It's really amazing that despite the family collapsing, despite Christine leaving and Janelle being separated, Christine really was always the heart of the Brown family. I've always felt that. I've always said that. And she still, even in the separation, the core of the family that was the heart is kind of still intact. Christine, Janelle, all of their kids, that heart of the Brown family is still there and it survived the separation. And that really is a testament to the relationship that Christine and Janelle and their kids all have. And I think that comes from them really raising all of the kids together. I think Cody's pissed. Cody is livid that core of his family can still go on without him, after him. And it pisses him off. Robin, the person who hates even indulging in the idea of being a victim, tells Mary she is just trying to survive. She's trying to survive the pain. Of course, Robin's pain, Robin's suffering, surviving it is the only thing that matters to her. Does she ever consider how Cody's ex-wife survived their hopeless marriages or how the kids survived with an absent father? Does she ever think about that? Or is it just her pain and Cody's pain? And oh, Christine really messed Cody up. Is it all that deflection and bullshit that they focus on? But let's not forget, guys, they hate playing victims. They're not victims. They won't even conceive it in their mind. But here Robin is playing victim yet again, talking about how she has to survive her pain. Fuck all the way off with that, seriously. Robin tells Mary, as long as this is just what Mary has to do, as long as it's not permanent, she tells Mary she's okay with the decision. Oh, wow, Robin gave her blessing. Now, if Robin hadn't given her blessing, does she really think it matters to Mary? Like Mary wouldn't have gone on with what she needs to do for her life? Who gives a fuck how Robin feels about it? The only thing Robin is concerned with is that she wants Mary there at her beck and call when she wants her there to show up with the snap of her fingers to be there for whatever bullshit she wants to be her emotional support human. That's what Robin is concerned with. She doesn't give a fuck about Mary going on with her life or Mary's happiness, in my opinion. I'm so glad Robin approved. Oh, such a relief. Robin wants Mary and Cody to get their relationship figured out, and she wants Cody and Janelle to get it figured out, and she wants to build their family back together. That's never happening, ever, ever. Robin seems to want to focus on trying to get back what she lost rather than living in reality and accepting it and moving forward. Robin says she's always worried that Mary will say she can't do this anymore. And Robin says she really wouldn't blame Mary if that's what Mary chose. Now, Janelle thinks that it would take a really great unifying force to bring about any kind of change or to even bring people to the table. Janelle doesn't know if the will is there or the desire. Cody says this is something they did together. They made these mistakes together, and he wants everyone to stop pointing fingers. Cody says every wife in this family had the opportunity to make a great relationship with him. Yes, a conditional relationship. For example, with Janelle, he told her she has to change, she has to be obedient, she has to be more like Robin, she has to be loyal, she has to accept the patriarchy, she has to do blah, blah, blah. He changed the agreement, he set conditions, and then he says, oh, every wife could have had a great relationship with me. They're just choosing not to. This is bullshit. Cody isn't a real man. He's a ballless coward who doesn't know how to fucking function. Not in the real world. His ex-wives know Cody could never give them what they deserve. They know he's not capable. Cody could never have good relationships with them. Cody knows that. He's not capable. It's not them, it's him. Cody says if they didn't have a great relationship, if they weren't working on that relationship, it wasn't just because of him. It was because the two of them weren't working on it. And it has nothing to do with what somebody else did. Cody wants us all to stop blaming him, to say that it takes two to tango, it's everybody's fault. And guess what, guys? Don't look over here. It's not the favorite wife's fault. It has nothing to do with him favoring Robin at all. He wants us to know that. It's not just his fault. It's him and the other wife's fault. And it has nothing at all to do with Robin and him having a favorite and him spending a disproportionate amount of time, effort, and money on her and her kids and neglecting everyone else. Now, Mary feels like she and Robin are the only ones who are willing to have those hard conversations because they see value in the family. They see value in having healthy relationships. And Mary feels the way you have healthy relationships is to have those very hard conversations, and it's tough. Christine recalls her biggest frustration was every family party she threw. Cody would come and he would be a guest there. Yet at Robin's, he was always helping throw parties with Robin every time he was there at her house. And Christine says he and Robin were just a couple and they were all just on the sidelines. That's how she felt about it. And Janelle feels that's now what it has evolved to. Christine is getting a little snarky about Cody and Robin, and Christine says Janelle won't get snarky with her, and it's not over for Janelle yet. So Janelle doesn't want to get snarky. And Janelle says Christine is throwing a lot of things out about Cody and Robin, and Janelle says she is getting a really good laugh about them, but she has to stay in touch with what she is thinking so she isn't influenced one way or the other, so she can make that decision for herself, so she can think for herself. And Mary thinks that she really should tell Cody. She wants Robin to be there for that when she tells Cody. Mary says Cody doesn't get her, and Robin reveals that she has been teased that she can speak Cody. Robin thinks Cody is trying to figure out things with Janelle, things with her, and in his strange way with Mary too. Mary lets Robin know there is no question he is done with her. She knows that, and there is no question. And Robin wants to give Mary some more false hope, some manipulation. She tells Mary Cody talks about them all being out on the property. He talks about Mary being out there. See, Robin knows Mary's goal is to stick it out until she and Cody decide to figure it out. So Robin says she is trying to give Mary rope to hang on to encourage her. And Mary admits to Robin that she has heard Cody say very unkind things about her that have made it clear to her where he is in their relationship, that he's not willing to work on things. And Mary asks, how can Cody on one hand be like, she is part of my family, I want her on the property, and then on the other hand, he doesn't even talk to Mary or communicate with her. So Mary says as long as Robin and Janelle are all good with him, then he is cool with his plural marriage, meaning she is not a part of that equation. Robin plays dumb. She asks what Mary means. Mary explains that the only plural marriages he has left are really kind of with Janelle, which obviously is done, and with Robin. Robin assures Mary Cody hasn't given up on plural marriage. Robin says she really doesn't understand it, and she only does what she can do here. Cody says he and Mary, they went through an entire process over the past 7 years, and now they have gotten back to a place where they get along, but Cody doesn't want to reconcile. He doesn't think it's a fit for him with Mary. And Mary knows when she relocates, Cody's going to think that it's done, that Mary doesn't want him anymore, that it's over. And Mary doesn't want it to be done. In her heart of hearts, she hopes Cody will one day come back to his senses, that he'll want her again. See, Robin knows it's never happening. She knows Cody will never have this talk with Mary. No matter how many hints he drops or how cruel and unkind he is to other people or on the TV show, he will always be a coward and he will never tell Mary face to face that it's completely done. I think he was hoping she would leave him and she may relocate, but she doesn't want Cody to see it as her leaving him. Mary will never be the one to leave Cody, and I don't think Cody will ever have the balls to formally leave her because it looks bad on him. So Robin selfishly wants Mary to hang on so she isn't left alone. So she throws out, well, he talks about you being on the property too. We've seen Robin give Mary this false hope in past seasons. Do you guys remember when Robin told Mary they were sitting, I believe, out on Coyote Pass? And Robin told Mary, well, he talks about how he should talk to you, how he should call you. And Mary said, yeah, but he doesn't. He doesn't call me. Robin wants Mary just barely hanging on, being strung along, still kind of having that flicker of hope way back in the recesses of her heart and mind, so that Robin can utilize Mary as her emotional support person. And that's gross. She should want Mary to move on and be happy because she knows there's no hope for Cody with Mary at all. If Robin really loved Mary, she would put her happiness ahead of wanting and needing an emotional support person in Mary, keeping her hanging on with these gross lies she throws out, these crumbs. Oh, he talks about you on the property. Oh, he talks about wanting to call you, wanting to talk to you. Bullshit. Mary deserves better. Christine tells Janelle that Janelle really hasn't been heartbroken with her decision to be separated. She hasn't cried. Janelle says, well, it's a relief. She feels relief. Janelle was stunned when she and Cody first had the fight. Cody was completely disrespectful. He was yelling at her, telling her she was gaslighting, blah, blah, blah. And Janelle says the fight was crazy. But later that day, Janelle was driving around and she felt like a weight had been lifted off her shoulders. Cody doesn't think Janelle realizes that 80 or 90% of all separations end up in divorce. I think Janelle realizes. Cody says he thinks it's a mistake, but his response is, whatever. Janelle doesn't want Cody back at her house, and she says there is no legal mechanism that says they are divorced. She's a spiritual wife, not a legal wife. But she knows she isn't at all interested in any kind of relationship or dating. She says, unless God throws the guy right in her path and points with big arrows, she just isn't interested. Janelle says it's a new chapter for her. She still doesn't know how she feels, but she knows it feels optimistic and like there are lots of options, and she's really excited about this summer. Christine points out that she remembers when she told Janelle she was leaving and Janelle cried. And Christine points out Janelle cried over her leaving, but not about leaving Cody herself. Janelle cried then, but not now. Christine tells Janelle that they're always going to be sister wives. They're always going to raise the kids together. And she says she and Janelle have a cemented bond. Nothing will come between them. And Mary says her relationship within the family right now and for quite a while has been such that she really doesn't know all the ins and outs of all the different relationships. She keeps her distance. She gives everyone their respect and their space to figure it out. And Robin is always torn between looking at Mary and saying, go find your happiness, and begging her to please figure it out with us here. Mary tells Robin that she has a really good life, she has a lot going on, she has a lot on her plate, and she has to keep doing those parts of her life with the people that want to be involved in it. That's what she needs to do. Robin admits she's angry. She loves Cody, but she never wanted to live monogamy. And it feels like more and more, that's where it's headed. Robin feels angry. She's really angry. She wanted to live plural marriage, and she feels like she was tricked. She feels like people are making decisions for her life, and she did not choose it, and it's making her very angry, and it's making her depressed. Robin is going to get very angry, and she's going to say she felt tricked, she felt swindled by Cody, she felt tricked by the family, and eventually, I think Robin will leave, and she will have the finances, she'll have security, she'll have everything in place as the legal wife when Saul and Ari are a little bit older. I think she will leave, and I think Robin wanted to monopolize all of Cody's time and resources for herself and her kids, while Cody managed simultaneously to string all of his other wives along. And when Cody decided the other wives were obstacles to his goals in life of living in peace with Robin, that they wouldn't tolerate just friendships and him phoning it in or him spending unequal time and investment in all the households, he then decided to intentionally push his wives away so that they would leave him first and he didn't have to feel like the bad guy. Robin probably thought that she could get the favorite wife status and the time and intention from Cody all for her, and that the wives would tolerate getting less than they deserved and less than their kids deserved. I think Robin genuinely thought she could get the lion's share of the time and money and investment from Cody, and that the wives would just stick around and zip it and shut their mouths and keep sweet, and that they would accept getting less than. The wives said, fuck no. Cody got angry, Robin got angry, and now, next episode, Cody makes it clear he cares about the one wife who respects him, who he thinks he has a great relationship with. And he wants to invest more with the other women, like with Janelle. He takes her out for her birthday, just so his relationship with Robin stays great, or else he fears Robin will get angry and Robin won't respect him. When it's just down to Cody and Robin and their kids officially, and Cody realizes Robin has manipulated the fuck out of him, that she doesn't really respect him, that she just manages him, that she's the neck that turns the head. And Cody realizes he was being managed and handled and coddled and manipulated, he will get angry and he will blame Robin, and she will leave with everything financially that the other wives deserved. The only reason Cody is trying with Janelle and maybe some with his exes is that she is the money tree, and that Robin is warning him to man up or she will turn on him or she will lose respect. And Robin is all Cody has. So Cody fears Robin turning on him. He fears her leaving him. He knows she will. So now Cody wants to do more to please her, to try to be better to his ex-wives and to Janelle. He doesn't really give a fuck about Janelle. Really just wants to keep Robin at bay. He wants to string Janelle along. When Robin tires of her sixth child, she will leave and she will say she was deceived. But really, Robin fed the monster. She enabled Cody's bad behavior as a plural husband and father. And she didn't care how things were with Cody and her sister wives in their homes, as long as she was getting all she wanted from Cody for herself and her kids. Robin isn't all about the family. She is all about herself, her family, her kids, or she would have encouraged Cody to give her less so the other wives could get equal investment from their husband, so Cody's other kids could get equal time and investment from their father. If Robin feels deceived, she deceived herself. I think she had a picture in her mind. She saw what she wanted to see when she met the family, and that's on her. She deceived herself. No one deceived her. She should be angry at herself. What's interesting is Cody and Robin are both miserable. They're both angry. They're both bitter. And the wives who are free are thriving. They're happy. They feel relieved. They feel at peace, when they really could have a lot of anger. They could have a lot of sadness. They could have a lot of resentment about the situation. But they let it go and they live in peace. And they are happier than they ever were. They are freer than they ever were without Cody and his toxic shop lady. On the next episode of Sister Wives, season 18, episode 8, the writing is on the wall. Christine pushes Janelle to move next door to her. And Mary tells Cody her plans to spend more time in Parowan. She clarifies she isn't leaving Cody. She isn't leaving the family. And Cody, the dick, says it has no effect on him. He has one wife he has a great relationship with, and he is afraid if he abandons these women, Robin will lose respect for him. And Cody doesn't want that. So Janelle has her birthday, and Cody is there taking her out. Cody is so gross. And he says he's jonesing, wondering if he and Janelle will kiss after the date. Blech, blech. That does it for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. I'll see you soon. Bye.